done. We're going to be moving quick here. At Rosie on the house. We were talking to Todd in his shower. We lost him. He's back. I've already told Colin we'll get to him. Let's take Colin first. Let's bring him into the conversation. And we've also got an in-guest studio, David Byrne from Green ID, wanting to talk to you all about energy rates and whole house energy inspections. We're going to get to that, but let's move through some of these calls. Colin from Tucson, how can I help you, my friend?
Hey, I got a little question for you here. Okay. I've got granite counters in my kitchen with undermount sinks, and those sinks are becoming detached from the granite.
Oh, boy.
How do I get those reattached and keep that from happening again in the future?
Can you tell me how they're currently connected? They're usually like lag screwed from the bottom. Do you know how they're currently connected?
It seems like it's just some kind of adhesive. It's not completely detached. It's a small sink in the island, and it's levered off on one end. And it's hanging down about half, three quarters of an inch, and so.
Colin, do you have the ability to take a picture of that and text it to me?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I want you to take a picture of the top, and then I want you to open the cabinets, crawl under the bottom, and get a picture from the bottom. Get those texted to me at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll come back to you. Real quick, let's jump down to Todd, who has the shower in the home that burned down. Todd, we got you back.
Yes, sir.
Okay, man. So I had kind of finished answering everything for you. I won't repeat all that because you can pull it from the podcast. Any other questions you had that I could help you along with?
Well, basically, should I ask them to go ahead and work with what's already up there instead of tearing it all down?
No. What's up there is a good product, but you want them. They're going to finish the job. You want their warranty on the product.
Okay.
So, and you make them use something they don't want to use, and they may ask you for a warranty release. And now you're defeating it. And your insurance company should be willing to work with you. They really should. The fact that the first contractor's not finishing the job, you ought to have a little wiggle room there. Romes?
Okay.
So your only other option is to find a CertainTeed rep.
That
would warranty it.
But he's
on
got this contractor that's finishing the whole house.
I know,
house.
But if the rep for the manufacturer could convince the contractor, they would hold the warranty.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be the only last ditch effort before you rip it out.
Todd, you had
Can
one
I
more question.
One quick question regarding the new APS rates. I had an energy home management system on my house, and I had him take it down. Is it going to work just as effectively as it did with the previous rates, or should I just leave that off when I move back out there?
No, you are going to want to put that back on.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what, Todd? You've just introduced our next subject. We've got David here from Green ID. That's one of the subjects we're talking about. So we're going to hang up with you, but don't tune us out because the information we're covering right now is exactly for information you're needing. David. Green ID, thanks for joining us and coming in the studio this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, 4 months, literally for 9 months, the number one topic at Rosie on the House was APS's rate change for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. When it first was announced, it scared us to death. Even the APS calculator on their website wasn't properly calculating
That's right.
it. And the information it was giving you was really scary. What are you hearing and seeing in your customers that you're out there doing whole house energy audits for?
When we go to a homeowner's place, we look at their utility bill. We look at what rates APS is recommending. We like the Saver Choice Max plan that has the demand penalty, but really cheap on and off peak rates.
It really scares people.
It really scares people. Yes.
And if they go to the max, and that's exactly what we're recommending, go to the max and stagger your consumption so you buy everything off peak. And the way you do that is a method, you know, we've kind of been touting for a long time, super cooling. Okay, don't set your thermostat at your comfortable level. Set it a little bit cooler off peak. And literally the air conditioner will run till 3 in the afternoon, kick back on at 8.
Yes. it's just playing that game, and it works. We've had homeowners that did our upgrades. Their bills went down. They waited a year. Now they're trying the super cooling method, and they're seeing another drop in their bills just by not doing any upgrades, but changing the thermostat settings. But APS is recommending not the Saver Choice Max in most plans. They're kind of doing
Well, that's self-preservation.
Okay.
You know, because if they recommend, you have to be an educated consumer to take the max. Don't you think? You agree?
Yeah, it's not intuitive.
Yeah, because if you take that and you don't manage your demand, if you don't manage your demand for 15 minutes in one whole month, you're cooked. You're totally cooked. And these are the things we're working through with our listeners and our homeowners and our friends right now. Is I have an APS bill from someone that came in just this past week, and their bill was Saver Choice Max.
Okay.
But their total bill was 18 cents a kilowatt.
Oh.
They had hit a demand rate of 9. Their demand charge was over $100 for the month. So I tell folks, take your total bill. Take your total kilowatts. We should be able to get that easily to under 12 or 13 cents a kilowatt.
Yeah.
And if you really work it, my bill last month was just under 9 cents.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
Just under 9 cents a kilowatt.
Mm-hmm.
So Saver Choice Max.
Yes.
For the educated buyers, APS won't generally recommend it because they know most homeowners aren't educated enough to really make it work for them.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And you want a well-insulated home. You want sealed ductwork to go along with that to keep the cool air in from that 3 to 8 on-peak time. If you have an older, leaky home, it's not going to benefit you as great as you would if it's well-sealed and well-insulated. But the plan works, and you set your thermostat and forget it. I haven't heard feedback yet on, you know, the 8 p.m. time, if it's really taxing on homeowners that come back at 6 and they want to cook dinner, and now they have to be thoughtful and delay that a little bit, or the thermostat settings.
Well, Banner Health now has a new health plan out called the APS Big Butt Plan.
Okay.
Because now everybody's dinner just got moved to 8:30. Everybody in Arizona is going to gain 15 pounds. I'm very anxious to see. Maybe there should be like a health plan surcharge against APS for this. That's late.
Yeah.
That's late to turn on the oven.
Yeah,
it really is. So, all right, let's go back to Colin. Romy, not yet. Have you checked to see if the photos have come in? Okay, the photos haven't made it through the filter yet. Colin, we're still waiting for the photos of your sink to come in so I can bring it back up and talk to you how to negotiate the rehanging of those sinks. As soon as it makes it through our filter, which it should be any minute if you've sent them, we'll bring you back on. The lines are open. If you'd like to talk to David, you'd like to talk to us about your rate plan, your energy consumption, or how to make your house more energy efficient, it's a toll-free number of 1-888-767-4348. I'm asked all the time, how can I cut my energy bill? And David, I mean, it's the same answer. Have you had a whole house energy audit?
Yeah, that's a perfect place to start rather than replacing the windows or kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall to reduce your bills. The audit will look at everything and then make a roadmap, a plan, so you're tackling the most important, highest priority things first, second, third. Unless you know you want new windows because you want the aesthetics, you want soundproofing. If you're just going after your bills, the energy audit is the best informative way to test the home and see where it stands.
Talk about what happens at a whole house energy audit.
Sure. So we'll do a blower door test, set up a big fan. It depressurizes the house. We measure ductwork leakage and air leakage with that. We can put our thermal camera scan around the house, look at insulation performance, measure airflow, make sure the ducts are sized correctly, do a full attic inspection, check how the insulation was installed, not just how much there is, measure all the windows and doors, check major appliances, and then all that data gets put into an energy model, and we'll make a report for the homeowner. give them a lot of pictures and show them, hey, these are the results. Your duct leakage was between a 1 and 2 pascal. It means you're going to save about $100 to $200 a year. Prioritization, stuff like that. So they're armed with how the home is energy efficiency-wise.
And there is no ductwork that doesn't leak.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
That's just the facts of the matter.
Yeah, the codes are getting better now. So
they
homes
are.
Built in the last 5 years or so are pretty well sealed. But before maybe 2008, maybe even 2000, before 2000, they're going to leak.
I saw something in a house the other day. I was walking it, and it was in the frame stage, mm-hmm. and the ductwork was in, and the electricians were roughing, and the owner actually had the foam roofing company completely foam encase all the ductwork.
Oh, nice.
That was a nice touch.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, that's how to do it.
Oh, man. Now, that's a leakless duct system right there.
That's right, yeah. If we put the blower door on, yeah, we'd probably be under 1% leakage, and they're set.
Yeah. So with the whole house energy audit done, you then can take a strategic approach as to what is the low-hanging fruit and where do you start. We had someone call that left a message. They have an energy management computer on their house, mm-hmm. and they're saying, does it still work? Yeah, it still works, but it's got to be reset. You've got to reprogram it for the new time frame, 3 to 8. If the management computer is still set to the old rate, 12 to 7, you're going to get killed. More with David Byrne of Green ID when we get back.